A long time ago, when leaves were first appearing on the trees and a spring chill was still in the air, the governor and our legislative leaders said they planned to get next year's budget finished and passed by June 30th. That made a lot of sense. After all, most fiscal years in both public and private sectors end on June 30th, and new budgets have to be in place by then. Once, back when tail fins were still in style, Michigan's fiscal year ended then, too. But years ago, it was pushed back to September 30th. That was done in the 1970s as an accounting trick and a way to put off difficult choices. This was not a good idea, however, because almost everybody else remained on the traditional fiscal calendar. And that meant that organizations who depend on money from the state, cities and school systems, for example, wouldn't know how much they were getting till long after they had to complete their own budgets. Back when times were good, that was a moderate pain. Once times turned bad, however, it became a nightmare, especially for schools who had to make their hiring decisions well in advance. So this year, our leaders agreed to try to fix this. They would get everything done by June 30th. This common-sense vow was partly self-serving. This is an election year, and virtually all the legislators are running for office, angling for appointments, or looking for jobs. Unfortunately, they didn't get it done. To their credit, they did get the education budget passed, though there's no guarantee it won't be altered down the line. But next year's budget isn't done. And to make matters worse, the current year's budget has also slipped out of balance. The law says the books have to be balanced every year, and lawmakers have to somehow erase what looks like a $300 million deficit for the current year. That won't be easy. Most of the money's been spent, and Republicans won't agree to new revenues. So there'll have to be desperate, last-minute slashing of something. My guess is it may be aid to higher education. But in any event, once they get that done, they have to face the new budget. Preliminary calculations show that next year's budget assumptions point to a deficit of between $200 million and $600 million. That seems puny compared to the billion-dollar-plus deficits of recent years, but it may prove stubbornly hard to erase. And your lawmakers haven't been working very hard to get this done. Bob Emerson, Governor Granholm's budget director for almost 4 years, is a normally mild-mannered man who served many years in the legislature himself. Yesterday, he sort of blew his top, in a calm way, telling reporters, "July was wasted. Most of August has been wasted. It would be nice if people began getting more serious about this, because the last time I looked, we had about 7 weeks. Actually, 6 weeks. 43 days from now, we'll either have a balanced budget or another state shutdown." Common sense would indicate that a shutdown couldn't possibly happen in an election year. Unfortunately, there hasn't been a lot of common sense in Lansing recently. It'll be interesting to see how all this turns out.